Hello again. It's wonderful to have you join as we are continuing through 1 Peter chapter 1, specifically looking at those 15 points that he touches on pertaining to our personal walk with God. And we've looked at those during the week and we'll continue today and then again tomorrow as we build towards essentially part 2 that Rory's going to do on Sunday. But in verse 22 of 1 Peter chapter 1, he says, "So now," and I love the fact that the New Living Translation always begins these points with "so," in light of the fact that we heard that these trials will show the true and tested, proven genuineness of our faith. In light of that, Peter's saying, so let's hold to it. "So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your hearts." And I'm going to add to this, chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "So get rid of all evil behavior." It's the word malice. It's where you want harm to come to someone else. "Be done with deceit." And Peter deals specifically and extensively about our tongues and these gray areas where you're quick-witted and you're able to overcome someone else, you know, just by firing back and you don't really know if you've dealt with the thing. "Be done with deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and unkind speech." Remember Rory's point in his first sermon on Rockstar, "For Christ's sake, Mr. President." All of that is wrapped into this. And what I want to draw on, there's just one thing. There's so much going on here. And I trust that as you read through this and pray over it and say, "God, is there malice in my heart? Do I want harm done to someone else? Someone else who you see is succeeding, or the president who doesn't seem to want to let you open your restaurant?" I trust that God will show a lot in this. But I want to show you why Peter leans in on this. He unpacks this point over and over again as he looks at authority. He looks at marriage. He looks at the work environment. He looks at husbands and wives. He looks at suffering. And then he goes right at the very end. He says, this is the reason why we need to guard ourselves. We need to deal with our neighbors rightly. He says, because this is what God has called you to do. And he will grant you his blessing, he says. So if you do this, if we attend to the malice in our heart, the jealousy, he says, God will grant his blessing. And that is the word. And I've scribbled this in my Bible. I'm going to take off my glasses because my handwriting is shocking. It's eulogio. And eulogio is to cause to prosper, to grant favor. It's the word used when Jacob would bless or receive the blessing from Isaac, or Abraham blessed his son. This is the blessing that a father puts on a son. And this is the blessing that pops up in Ephesians, where we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. This is a big, weighty promise. God says, if you deal with that, if you look after that, when it's hard, when you feel like you've been treated unjustly, when people are saying things, but you instead bless them, he said, I will bless you. And that word is eulogio. And what's interesting is in Hebrews 6, verse 7, I've also got this scribbled in my Bible. This is how it's written. It says, when the ground soaks up the falling rain and bears a good crop for the farmer, it has God's blessing. And isn't that what we deep down inside are trusting God for, his blessing? Like a field that soaks up the rain and produces a crop for a farmer. That's what it looks like when we have God's blessing. And that is why we tend to these things that Peter puts his finger on. Trusting God will expose things, reveal things, deal with things, and help us get through so that we can live in his blessing.